Ashley Miles is from Halifax and has recently broke a record. That's just astounding. She's the first woman to cycle from Alaska to Argentina in a certain amount of time. We'll get into that in a minute. Solo and unsupported. So amazing. Ashley, thanks so much for joining me.
No worries.
First of all, let me ask you a little bit about yourself. How long have you been doing endurance biking?
I started getting into it in 2019, so almost 7 years.
Wow.
Now, yeah.
Wow. So that's something you wanted to do and you kept doing it.
Yeah, I mean, it started with my partner and a friend and I. We crossed Canada in 2018, and there was some point around like February in Ontario, and I was like, man, put in some long days. I think I kind of like this. And so kind of went from there.
That's a while to figure out if you really like something. I'm glad you did, because if you went that far and then you were like, oh, I don't know about this, that would be kind of awkward, I'm sure. But how do you prepare for a journey like this that you've just taken?
Well, I mean, it's good that you ride your bike. So, I mean, I've just been riding my bike a lot. And for like the past, I'd say, year and a half prior to leaving, prior to going to Alaska, I was doing a lot of strength training to sort of make sure I had those muscles there, and then obviously just putting in some long days in the saddle. And a lot of it is like mental strength, I'd say. So, you know, putting long days in the saddle, being out there by yourself, and then just being with yourself is really a big part of it. That's probably, the best training.
Right.
For this kind of thing.
I was going to ask, do you just ride in silence, or do you listen to music, or do you just...
A bit of everything, really. Yeah. I do like to just ride in silence, because usually I think about things all the time, or sometimes I don't. Mm-hmm. It's kind of nice when your brain just sort of empties out and you're just there looking at things, enjoying your bike. But a lot of the time, what's going through your mind is you're thinking about, like, you know, when's my next stop? What's the weather like? Where am I going to sleep tonight? Do I have food? When can I get water again? All these logistical things sort of go through your mind, and that keeps you occupied a lot of the time. But then if there's, you know, you're going through a desert and there's nothing to see, I'll put a podcast on or an audiobook to keep me busy.
Where did you stay along the way? Was it camping mostly, or did you stay at hotels, or?
So the first part throughout most of the states in Canada was I would like stay outside and then stay inside a few times. I stayed inside quite a bit throughout like the Yukon and a bit of northern BC, because it was, even though it was the end of August, it was getting pretty cold at night, and I brought like kind of summer sleeping equipment. So in order to get a good night's sleep, I opted to stay inside a few times, unless I found like a pit toilet, in which case I would go in there. But then I ended up staying inside most of the way through Mexico and down to most of South America, because accommodations were just really cheap and they were just everywhere. So I figured, hey, it's working into my budget and I can get a good night's sleep. So I just opted for that most of the time.
There you go. Yeah. How long did it take you?
In total, it was 118 days, I think 2 hours and 30 minutes. Previously there was no female record for riding from Alaska to Argentina. And so I ended up setting a record. So if anybody decides to go out there and break that record, go for it.
I was going to ask, what does that mean to you, being, you know, the only woman on record to have done this? Like, what does that mean to you in the grand scheme of things?
It's really wild to think about that. I mean, I'm the first female to do this, because there's just a lot of women out there that ride bikes, but it's very, I mean, I don't know.
No, it's overwhelming. I bet it's overwhelming. Yeah. I mean, that's a lot to have on your shoulders.
There's plenty of women that have ridden from Alaska to Argentina, but to be the first, recorded woman to have done it day after day, putting in long days, in order to set a record is kind of like, whoa, cool.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Was there any, I'm sure you have many stories from your journey, was there anything like strange or scary or interesting that kind of happened along the way that you can really point to?
There was a wind in Patagonia. I had heard of, there being wind that essentially blows doors off of cars.
Oh.
And I opted to go through southern Chile instead of crossing over early into Argentina, and being faced with headwind for 5,000 kilometers, I was faced with headwind for 2,500 kilometers instead.
Oh yeah, no big deal.
Yeah, so a little bit better. But crossing over into Argentina and getting into the Patagonian desert was like, wow, okay.
Yeah.
This is what it's like. It was pretty. Pretty rough, but at the same time, it was like all you have to do is ride your bike, and that's what you're gonna. I was either riding my bike or pushing my bike through wind.
Right.
Most of those days, so that was some of the harder parts. It wasn't super scary. It was like just sort of tedious. And when you're thinking, oh, I'll be done in maybe 110 days, and all of a sudden that's 115. Now it's like 118, 100 years.
Yeah. Amazing, amazing. One more question for you. So, what did you learn most about yourself on this journey?
I'd say patience.
Yeah.
When you're on the road and you're like, you plan on doing a certain distance per day. I realize, there's just so many things that can go wrong that it just, if you don't make that distance, that's just what happens. And you have to have patience with yourself, throughout that process. And the big thing was, instead of saying, I'm going to go 250 kilometers a day, it can be like you're going to ride for 14 or 15 hours a day. And if you put in your hours, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Rest up and then keep going the next day. But yeah, patience was a pretty big thing.
Oh, I bet. My goodness.
Yeah.
Well, that's amazing. Well, Ashley, thank you so much for stopping by, and congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.